Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. As we've been hearing, there are 51 patients without beds in hospitals across the country today, according to figures from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Association. Nurses say the system is completely overwhelmed, particularly in the Midwest. There, the number of patients waiting on trolleys at University Hospital Limerick passed 100 today for the third time in a week. Just before we came on air, I spoke to the HSE's Chief Operations Officer, Damien McCallion, and asked him why there were so many without beds in our hospitals today at a time when trolley numbers usually are coming down.
Yeah, so we did see some improvement, Brian, over the number of weeks following the real peak of the surge over Christmas, where we had that flu, COVID and RSV pressure on the system. I suppose the factors at the moment are we are continuing to see year-on-year increased attendances to emergency departments, and also in terms of ongoing illness from a respiratory perspective outside of those illnesses I mentioned. The other factor at the moment is we bring what we call our scheduled care, which is really bringing patients in for procedures, which generally in January and even February to a lesser extent is reduced. As we bring more people in and we want to obviously address our waiting list challenges, we are seeing some tension then in hospitals between the emergency pressures and those patients who are brought in for procedures. Particularly this week, we're seeing pressures in our larger sites and a number then of what we call our Model 3 or sites such as Letterkenny, which has seen significant growth, nearly 14% in the last year. What we're focusing on this week is trying to continue with those bringing patients in so that we can address our waiting list challenge, striking that balance as we continue to see pressure on the emergency departments in terms of attendances. The other actions, I suppose, is that we're focusing on those sites who are under the greatest pressure, and particularly where perhaps patients are in hospital and able to be discharged, medically fit to be discharged. We're really focusing on those areas where perhaps patients can go home to what we call a bed, a step-down bed or a facility that might help them on their way to home, or indeed if someone is to go to long-term care. So that's our real focus over these days going into St. Patrick's weekend.
And what about the sort of measures we saw earlier in the year where there was extra surge capacity in adjacent hospitals to some of those which were under the greatest pressure? There was extra hours for frontline staff, approved frontline staff, weekend working, weekend discharges, the use of private bed capacity. Is that under consideration?
Yes, so many of those remain in place. So, for example, this weekend, hospitals are continuing to roster people over the weekend to try and ease that pressure through the weekend. St. Patrick's weekend, we know historically, brings additional pressure on an urgent and emergency care system as well. We continue to use the private bed capacity both in terms of acute beds and in terms of nursing homes or other private providers. So many of those measures still remain in place. Mm-hmm. What we're facing into this weekend, Patrick's weekend is always a busy weekend for urgent and emergency care system. So again, just to reinforce to people the importance of GP out of our service, our urgent care centres, and clearly if someone has an emergency need, they should go to an emergency department or call 999 for an ambulance. So those are important messages to get across, notwithstanding the pressure that the system is under at the moment.
The situation is particularly acute in Limerick, more than 100 now people waiting on trolleys. That's the third time that the figure has exceeded 100 in a week. And of course, today routine surgery, non-urgent surgery has been cancelled. What about the situation in Limerick? Is there particular measures that are being addressed to the situation there?
Yeah, so I was speaking with the hospital this morning. I mean, they're taking a number of steps in the hospital and indeed in the community locally. They have managed to reduce the number of patients who are waiting for discharge, which I mentioned is a pressure point in other sites. They're also focusing on what can be done both today and tomorrow going into the weekend and in terms of measures for escalation over the weekend. Our hospitals have what we call an escalation plan. When the pressure increases in ED, we look at options then in relation to using other beds, like you mentioned, in terms of surgical beds or day case beds. And some of those patients that you mentioned in that number in Limerick will actually be in beds in our assessment units, medical assessment units, surgical assessment units, and so on. So those are the steps that are taken to mitigate those pressures. In addition to that, in Limerick, in the near term, Brian, we're also taking other measures in terms of next week, in terms of balancing off the number of patients we bring in for procedures alongside the emergency care pressures in terms of looking at the forecasts. And obviously in the medium to long term, there's further work going on to increase the capacity in that hospital with a new bed block.
And for how long will this suspension of non-time critical elective surgery remain in place, would you expect?
Well, sites make that on a decision basis and case-by-case basis. So some of our sites are in a better position and clearly they will not need to do that. So we allow the sites to judge that because clearly we want to try and ensure that we keep our surgical activity moving so that we reduce our waiting times for patients and can get patients into hospital. So it isn't a blanket decision, Brian. So we look at that on a site-by-site, week-by-week basis. And this is part of what hospitals do on a regular basis in managing the pressures between the emergency care and also those people who are being scheduled for procedures in the hospitals.
What the nurses' organisation is saying this lunchtime in relation specifically to Limerick is that targeted measures are now needed, such as the scale of the situation and the pressures there. An expert team was sent in, we know, before Christmas to deal with the situation in Limerick. There needs to be a much greater focus and targeted measures, particularly on the situation in Limerick University Hospital. Do you accept that?
Yeah, I mean, that team continue to work with the hospital there, but it's important the hospital locally and our community healthcare organisation, because it is a system response. Our GPs play an important role there, invaluable in terms of ensuring that people perhaps don't need to go to ED who don't. And they also have urgent care centres in Limerick in terms of Ennis and Nenagh. So we are using all of the facilities that are available. I know the team in the Midwest are focused on trying to reduce those numbers of people waiting. The improvement team centrally are continuing to work with them in terms of trying to share some of that best practice that we're picking from other hospitals and applying that in Limerick, and they're using that. And that's an ongoing process. This isn't a single intervention. It's about a constant working together to try and improve the way in which the service works there. But the team on the ground are focused on a number of actions I mentioned earlier in terms of those early discharges, where we've seen some progress in terms of balancing that workload between emergency care patients and patients requiring procedures. And also, as I say, in the medium term around capacity, while trying to make sure that we're, I suppose, maximising the time and minimising the time that patients actually have to wait in the hospital. So if patients can be discharged, that's what our core goal is. No patient wants to be in hospital longer than they need to be. So that's one of our areas of focus over these number of days into Patrick's weekend and into next week, Brian.
That's the Chief Operations Officer of the HSE, Damien McCallion, speaking to me earlier.